Erevin Yoshalmi, Kofman to Erevin Babli, Daf Ches. We begin in Yoshalmi on Daf Hey Amadalas on the top line, Mavish and Ifrats. Mavish and Ifrats, Mitzidoi, Klapi Roshoi, Abon the Kisoin, Amadri, Amadresi, Im Yesh Shom, Ab Oimed Abo, Sach Kaira, Im Loi, Loisoich. The Mavish was breached on its side near the opening. Abon the Kisoin, quoting Rav Chia, quoting Rav Yosef, said, if four tefachim remain until the Kaira at the opening, an additional Kaira is needed to permit the breach. If not, it's not needed. Ma bin lemavi sheish le shnei psachim, in lemavi sheish le shnei psachim, shema ein noisim Kaira al echad, echad mehen umatio. What's the difference between this and a mavi with two openings? A mavi with two openings, does he not put a Kaira on one of them, and this suffices to permit it like a baisa earlier says? Amav Nachman v'Yitzchak v'Yakov shesh lo shnei psachim ein derech v'nei adam likanes pesach hazeh loseif v'zeh b'amhacha derech v'nei adam likanes pesach hazeh loseif v'pirtza. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak answered that Amavi with two openings, people don't enter through one opening and leave through the other one, since both open to the same which is Harabim. Over here, people enter through the opening and leave through the breach. Here achas ma'ushe tatir shnei mavois. Can one Kaira permit two mavois side by side that share a common wall? The Kaira is over the openings of both and rests on the outer wall, but not on the common wall, which is lower. Yumya Amar Rizera, Riyabol, Chadama Asa, Chadama Mutter. Yumya, quoting Rizera and Riyabol, disagreed about this. One forbade it and one permitted it. Mandama Asa, Vinitanim, Lamana Megimol, the Kaiska Mavoi. Manda Amar Mutter, Vinitanim, Lamata, Megimol, the Kaiska Mavoi. They don't argue the one who forbade it, this is when it's three above the middle walls. The one who permitted it is when it's less than three above the middle walls. It is if it rests on it due to the concept of lavud.